The talented Mr. Ripley introduces one of the most enduring characters in crime fiction. Tom Ripley, a narcissist and opportunist, he seeks wealth, success, and respect, and will do anything to achieve his goals. His creator was the American author Patricia Highsmith, described as the poet of apprehension by British writer Graham Greene. Highsmith became famous for her psychological crime novels, which started with Strangers on a Train. Tom Ripley, 25, is introduced as a small-time con man. Once an aspiring actor, he has lost his way in life. Success and happiness are a distant dream. However, when wealthy owner of a shipbuilding company, Herbert Greenleaf, asks for his help in persuading his son Dickie to come home, Tom senses an opportunity.
I don't suppose you could possibly get a leave of absence from your present job, could you? Tom's heart took a sudden leap. He put on an expression of reflection. It was a possibility. Something in him had smelt it out and leapt at it even before his brain. Present job, nil. He might have to leave town soon anyway. He wanted to leave New York. I might, he said carefully.
In Italy, Tom finds young Dickie Greenleaf living a life of leisure. The novel fizzes with sexual tension as Tom works to win Dickie's friendship and approval, fearing rejection, knowing that Dickie's girlfriend Marge dislikes him. Returning from a failed trip to Cannes, Tom is in despair, fantasizing.
Tom stared at Dickie's closed eyelids, a crazy emotion of hate, of affection, of impatience and frustration was swelling in him, hampering his breathing. He wanted to kill Dickie. It was not the first time he had thought of it.
On a boat trip together, Tom brutally murders Dickie. He assumes his identity, using Dickie's money and status as his own. He just needs to stay one step ahead of the police and persuade Dickie's friends and family of his innocence. Can he do it? Risks were what made the whole thing fun, thinks Tom, as he dresses in Dickie's clothes, talks like him, walks like him, becomes Dickie, body and soul.
It gave his existence a peculiar, delicious atmosphere of purity, like that, Tom thought, which a fine actor probably feels when he plays an important role on a stage with the conviction that the role he is playing could not be played better by anyone else. He was himself, and yet not himself. Now, from the moment when he got out of bed and went to brush his teeth, he was Dickie.
Highsmith chose the title for her thriller carefully, noting that it felt like Ripley was writing it. This might explain how Tom manages to commit murder and fraud and gets away with it. There is no justice, no remorse from Tom, and yet somehow we want him to escape, to succeed in life. That is the real achievement and mystery of this classic crime novel.
Did the world always mete out just desserts? Had the world meted his out to him? He considered that he had been lucky beyond reason in escaping detection for two murders. Lucky from the time he had assumed Dickie's identity.
Born in Texas and raised in New York, Highsmith moved to Europe in the early 1960s, eventually settling in Switzerland, where she died in 1995. During a career of almost five decades, she wrote some 20 novels and numerous short stories. The character of Tom Ripley appeared in another four novels, which came to be known as the Ripleyad. They ended in 1994 with Ripley Underwater, the fifth in the series. In 1960, the French director René Clément was the first to put Ripley on the screen. His film Plein Soleil was loosely based on Highsmith's novel, with Alain Delon playing Ripley. In 1999, Anthony Minghella directed the Oscar-nominated film adaptation of The Talented Mr. Ripley. It starred Matt Damon as Ripley and Jude Law as Greenleaf.